Let's have a chat to Matthew Mott. He doesn't need any introduction for those that know their cricket. The former Victorian Queensland batsman, he's been named the new coach of the Southern Stars, our girls, of course. He's been appointed on a three-year deal. He replaces the outgoing Catherine Fitzpatrick, demon fast bowler, who stood down earlier in the month. Matt, welcome to the Summer Cricket Show.
And congratulations on your appointment, Motty.
Thanks very much, guys. Yeah, no, it's exciting times. I think it's all happened pretty quickly, obviously, and Catherine didn't step down that long ago, so the process has moved quickly, very forward. And so, very happy to be there, and exciting 18 months ahead.
Yeah, well, you've come on board. I saw your PR lady, Alana, at the cricket yesterday, and she said, "We've got an Ashes tour coming up," and she couldn't contain her excitement. So I reckon the players would be excited, the PR lady's excited, the coach has got to be excited, Matthew, that you've got ODIs and a test and T20s in England against England, the old rival, when the guys are there in through July and August, and throw in a few games against another cricketing nation that's on the way up, Ireland. And interesting to see how their girls go after their men did so well in the World Cup.
Yeah, it will be. And, you know, on the first part, Alana is very excitable, but she brings a lot of energy and passion to that role, which I think is great for the
brilliant.
Girls.
Yep.
Great girl.
On Ireland, obviously, I'd spend a fair bit of time with those guys leading into the World Cup and with the World Cup as assistant coach. And, I echo all their sentiments at the moment. Hopefully the ICC start to take them seriously because they're a very passionate cricket nation. And, I'm sure their girls will go from strength to strength as well. But big year with the Ashes coming up. We've got to settle the score. Obviously, they hold it at the moment, so it's a reasonably complicated system to get it. But basically, we just got to try and win in the all three formats.
Matt, just before we get on to the girls, just on the Irish men, I mean, look, fantastic. And as I said to Smokey, I enjoyed some of the matches involving Ireland and Afghanistan and some of the other, not top-tier teams competing at this World Cup. And there's been the debate, we're going to lessen the teams for the next World Cup or keep them around. I mean, Ireland certainly played some sensational cricket. And certainly for the global growth of cricket, we want to continue to see more teams emerge so we can grow some depth in terms of where we tour.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you know, a lot of people are taking a swipe at the ICC, but I think they actually deserve credit for bringing on these nations in the last sort of 4 to 8 years. And Irish cricket's had an injection of a lot of property, intellectual and resources by the ICC, and they're now at a point where they're actually ready to compete. And it'd be very sad if a nation as passionate and as strong as that isn't allowed to compete on the world stage. And I just hope that common sense prevails and the system is something similar to what it was this year, because I think overall the consensus was it was a fantastic tournament. And I know there's a lot of argument out there to have a pre-qualifying tournament just leading into the World Cup, but I think a World Cup is just that, a World Cup, and hopefully that continues.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's been stated that the next tournament in England in 2019, they're going to reduce it from 14 teams to 10.
Mm.
And Jeff Allardyce said it on this program, and he's the ICC cricket general manager for organising cricket affairs, that at the towards the end of 2017, the top eight ranked nations. Now, Ireland might be in the top eight. The way England going, they could be out. And the West Indies, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? And Ireland could, but that means they've got to be playing games. And
exactly.
And then they'd have a knockout tournament to get just two teams to go through. That seems to me to be a tough, on the way some of those teams performed this time, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think you've got to try and grow the game as much as you can. I know the ICC are trying that. The positive thing for those nations is that leading into this World Cup, it was a similar edict from the ICC saying they were going to cut down on the teams. And I think a groundswell of public opinion came through last time, and I think they rethought the format and they allowed those teams in. So hopefully that can happen again. But it's going to take a lot of strong voices in world cricket to back that up, and a lot of them have come out of the woodwork, which is encouraging, and some greats of the game you know, like Tendulkar and Lara and those guys have come out positively supporting, you know, the likes of Ireland, Afghanistan and Scotland and that to compete in the next World Cup.
Yeah, it makes sense. Matthew Mott, our special guest here on the Summer Cricket Show, newly appointed coach of the Southern Stars, our girls. I mean, look, Matt, you've built a terrific coaching resume over the last few years. You've travelled far and wide, not only here domestically in Australia, but also coached Glamorgan over in English county cricket, assistant coach for the Kolkata Knight Riders, the Sydney Sixers in T20. Now coaching women, I mean, it's a different beast, as we know, so to speak, putting that as politely as I possibly can, probably wrong choice of words. But, yeah, just that we've seen, you know, men come into female sport and have to make some adjustments. Do you think you'll have to make a lot, or is, you know, cricket, regardless of what sex you're actually coaching?
Well, I believe, you know, the women's game in the last, or since, certainly since I've been away, the last 3 to 5 years, it's grown immensely. And I think I actually believe it is a game of cricket, and you coach the same. Obviously, there's different ways of dealing with individuals, but I think that goes across male and females. And you've got to, as a coach, you've got to find out what actually makes them tick, what motivates them, and try and plan accordingly, because no two players are the same, and it's important that you treat everyone as individuals. And you know, you only have to look in the male game in the last few years, the development of guys like Warner and Smith, who, you know, a couple of years ago were seen as you know, limited players in terms of their technique and you know, hard to handle at times. They've evolved through, I think, good coaching, good management, and they've been allowed to flourish. And I think that's the same with the girls. I think, you know, certainly I'm not going to rush in and try and reinvent the game for the girls. It's obviously played a little bit differently, but I think it's becoming a lot closer to the male game in terms of the girls are full-time athletes now. They're professionals. They're allowed to train properly. So the growth in their game is immense at the moment.
You've got three ODIs, three T20s that are worth 2 points each, and a test match that's worth 4 points, and we've got to win more points than the Poms to get the Ashes back. It's not just over a test series. It's all forms of the game, Matthew. So we want to get those Ashes back off those Poms. So you've got the job. Otherwise, your head's on the chopping block.
Absolutely. And, you know, Catherine Fitzpatrick's set out a very, very strong edict with the team, and they're in a very good place. So I take over at a very good time, but obviously comes a lot of expectation with that. And that's something I'm really looking forward to working with the girls. I already know they're a very talented bunch of girls. They're very motivated. So the big motivation is getting our preparation right for the Ashes. It is different. I mean, a normal Ashes series, you have to perform in one form of the game. These girls have got to perform in all three. And, yeah, if you take your foot off the pedal in one of those three formats, it can cost you the Ashes. So we'll have to have a specific plans for each format and make sure that we're ready to take on the Poms when time comes.
We see the guys have different squads for each of the various formats. Matt, will you be shuffling your squads around a little bit, or basically taking the same party to England and the girls playing in all forms of the game?
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose at the moment the selectors are yet to sit down and finalise that squad, but it's likely to be 15 or 16 girls that will go across the three formats. So it tends to be in the girls' game at the moment, the best players are the best players across all formats. I can see that evolving and specialists coming into the game, certainly as professionalism increases. So, but at the moment, we'll pick a squad that can play across all three formats and adjust for the conditions over there.
The girls too must be excited with the prospect of a big bash league. It's certainly being strongly talked about getting up and running as well.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the final sort of icing on the cake for women's cricket in Australia. I think you can only think of all the positives that come out the male big bash, and the way that some younger players have been exposed that normally wouldn't have got an opportunity, say in the Ryobi or the Sheffield Shield. It's really exposed the depth, and, you know, all the concerns that were around that were mainly sort of, can we fill the teams? I think that obviously that will be a worry for the girls initially, but what it will do is unearth a lot of young players and give them opportunity to mix with the best players in Australia and international players. I think the model at the moment is very keen on bringing some of the best players from around the world into Australia. So the flow-on effect from that can only be positive for all the girls.
Matt, we're just keeping an eye on live sport as we do here on SEN. Things have tightened up with about a minute to go. Melbourne Storm 17-16 now, leading the North Queensland Cowboys. So tight going in the last minute up there in Townsville. One more from me, just on the back of what you've said, and you mentioned Alana Lakeland used to be my producer here at SEN, and she would be putting a lot of energy into the Southern Stars. And look, I've enjoyed talking to a lot of the girls, to be honest, over the summer on the Sunday program I do here, and they do present themselves very well. And in any sport where there's a male component, the girls, you know, struggle to get that that space, if you like. But it seems like women's cricket is just every year increasing, yep. You know, it's standing. People know about it. I mean, would you like to see some more adjustments maybe made to the fixturing to put the girls in headlights as part of our summer of cricket?
Yeah, I think it's the big question with the Big Bash on how they're going to structure that. I mean, there's three or four different models out there at the moment, and that's going to be the powers that be that make those decisions. But it is a balance between, you know, getting that live crowd, perhaps, where you align yourself perfectly with one of the other franchises in the BBL, or that exposure on TV, which is probably just as good for the girls' game as well. So it's certainly a space that Cricket Australia is investing a lot of the resources into. I know I've spent the last 18 months in the female pathway and male pathway, and it's not just lip service. Cricket Australia are trying to make cricket a game for all people in Australia, and everyone from every walk of life should have an opportunity to wear the baggy green, whether that's a male or female one. And it is something that they're very, very determined to make the game a game for all.
Great stuff, Matt. Really good insights tonight. Good luck with the role. Big tour of England, as we've mentioned there, going through the calendar, and hopefully a successful 2015 for yourself and the Southern Stars.
Thanks a lot, guys, and thanks a lot for your support.